a fellow moved into a small Irish village, and every night he would go to the bar and he would order 3 beers. And of course, the word spread around about this very interesting fellow. And so one night, the bartender said, "You know, the whole village is very curious. Why you always order 3 beers? And the fellow said, "Well, I have 2 brothers, one in America and one in Australia, and we're very close. We love each other dearly, and we made a promise that no matter where we are in the world, every night, we will order 3 beers to show our love for each other." And well, the fella kept doing this for a few months, and then one night he came in and he only ordered 2 beers. Oh, and the bartender poured those beers with a heavy heart. And the word spread throughout the village to offer up prayers for the soul of one of his brothers. And so the next night when he came in and again ordered 2 beers, the bartender said, "I just wanted to let you know we're all praying for the happy repose of one of your brothers. We're very sorry to hear that he must have passed away since you have only been ordering 2 beers. And the fellow said, "Actually, my brothers are both doing wonderfully. It's just that during Lent, I myself have given up drinking." Today we begin the holy season of Lent. Lent is a period of 40 days in which we enter into a spirit of prayer, of self-discipline, of sacrifice. The word Lent comes from the Old English word lengthen, which means spring or springtime, because Lent always comes in the spring. It's a time of growth for us, spiritual growth that we should be entering into. So it should be a springtime for our faith, for our spiritual life as well. Now, the origin of Lent went back into the early church. Primarily, it was for the catechumens that were preparing to be baptized and receive the sacraments at Easter. And it was a period of 40 days of prayer and fasting and penance as they prepared to receive the sacraments at Easter. But then the church extended this discipline and encourage all Christians to spend time in prayer in preparation for Easter each year. And the church chose 40 days because the Lord himself spent 40 days praying and fasting in the desert. And if you read the Old Testament, Elijah fasted for 40 days on Mount Horeb. Moses spent 40 days in prayer on Mount Sinai. The Israelites spent 40 years wandering through the desert. So this number was chosen as really a perfect number of an opportunity for us to pray more, to give up some things, make some sacrifices, and to grow closer to the Lord. Lent is called a penitential season. So it's a season where we wear purple or violet as a symbol of penance. We don't sing the Alleluia during Lent. We don't sing the Gloria. We don't have flowers in the church. And even a couple weeks before Easter, we even cover the statues, which show the solemnity that even the glory of the saints is covered as we approach Holy Week. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of this 40-day period of prayer and almsgiving and fasting. The ashes that we'll be blessed with in just a few moments were made from palms that were blessed on Palm Sunday. These palms are then burned, and then these ashes are placed upon our forehead, and the priest or the minister says, "Remember, man, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." These ashes are to remind us of our mortality, that we're all going to die. And Lent is a time to put our spiritual life in order, to get back to God, to get back to prayer, get back to the sacraments, to focus on saving our souls and getting to heaven. In the Old Testament, the Hebrews, the Jewish people, would put ashes on their head as a symbol of repentance. In fact, they would wear sackcloth. Sackcloth and ashes. It was a sign of turning away from sin and turning towards the Lord. In today's gospel, we see the Lord recommending three things of his followers. Number one, almsgiving. Number two, praying. And number three, fasting. These are really the three legs of Lent, three things that we should be doing. So notice that one of them is giving something up. That is making a sacrifice. It's fasting. The other two things are additional things that we should do during Lent. Almsgiving means works of mercy, generosity to the poor, helping others. And then the Lord recommends prayer, to spend extra time in prayer. So yes, we should give up something for Lent. Everybody should pray and decide what they should give up for Lent. But in addition to that, we should always do a couple extra things as well. Of the three things that the Lord recommends, one is giving something up, namely fasting, but the other two are doing something extra, more almsgiving and more praying. So I'd like to recommend is that during Lent, I'd like all of you to visit five places during Lent. The first place is the confessional, okay? Over there or over there. Make a good confession during Lent. Make a visit to the confessional. Make a beautiful and a good holy confession. The second place to visit is the Adoration Chapel. We're very blessed. We have a beautiful Adoration Chapel, which is really the treasure of our parish. And it's many people come from all over the diocese to pray in our Adoration Chapel 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's a beautiful chapel. It's located right next to the parish office. So make a visit to the Adoration Chapel. Spend time with the Lord. The third place I want you to visit during Lent is our library. Our parish library inside the gift shop has wonderful books you can borrow. People always say, Father, what should I read for Lent? Well, we have lots of wonderful books in the vestibule, so take some of those, read them, books on the Eucharist, on prayer. Any of the books in the library would be excellent to read. Also, take out some good Catholic and Christian DVDs to watch with your whole family. And then if you have a commute, take some of the books on cassette, the books on CD, and listen to those CDs in your car when you're driving. The fourth place I want you to visit during Lent is the House of Mercy. To go over to the House of Mercy, but don't go empty-handed. Go with a bag of canned goods or a bag of food to give to the poor. Go over with a big trash bag filled with clothing, coats and shirts and other things that you can donate to the needy and the poor. And volunteer, even a couple hours during Lent, maybe do some of the meal packing and help out. And the fifth place, the last place I want you to visit is the sanctuary itself, the church itself, for daily Mass, if at all possible, and for Stations of the Cross. If we really want to grow closer to God during Lent, go to daily Mass. You'll hear the readings, you'll get to receive Jesus frequently. That will bring you closer to God. Daily Mass, if at all possible. And then Friday night, Stations of the Cross. So those are the five places I hope you'll visit during Lent. The confessional, the Adoration Chapel, our library, the House of Mercy, and of course, our church. And I think if we do these things, we'll come to Easter closer to God. See, that's the purpose of Lent, is to grow in holiness, to grow closer to the God, to grow closer with the Lord through prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, and not to come to Easter in the same condition we are today. With God's grace and God's help, He can bring us closer to Him. So that's our prayer, that by the end of Lent, we'll love God and love our neighbor even more than we do today.